Lesson 8. Outcomes. Describe methods of leak control. Differentiate between gross decontamination and emergency decontamination. Leak control. Leak control tactics are used to contain the product in its original, or another, container, preventing it from escaping. Hazardous materials technicians and specialists perform most leak control tactics, figure 26.58. A leak involves the physical breach in a container through which product escapes. The goal of leak control is to stop or limit the escape or to contain the release either in its original container or by transferring it to a new one. Leak control is often referred to as containment. The type of container involved, the type of breach, and properties of the material determine tactics and tasks relating to leak control. Normally, personnel trained below the technician level do not attempt offensive actions such as leak control. Notable exceptions include situations involving gasoline, diesel, liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, and natural gas fuels. Operations responders can take offensive actions with these fuels provided they have appropriate training, procedures, equipment, and PPE. Operations-level responders may perform leak control by activating emergency shutoff devices on transportation containers and closing shutoff valves at fixed facilities, pipelines, and piping. Skill Sheet 26-13 covers steps for shutting off a remote valve or operating an emergency shutoff device. Transportation Container Emergency Shutoff Devices. Leak control dictates that personnel enter the hot zone, which puts them at great risk. The IC must remember that the level of training and equipment provided to personnel are limiting factors in performing leak control. Under safe and acceptable circumstances, operations responders may operate emergency remote shutoff devices on cargo tank trucks and intermodal containers. Cargo tank truck shutoff devices. Most cargo tanks have emergency shutoff devices. Device locations are often located behind the driver's side cab, figure 26.59. Activation of these shutoff devices vary, but it is usually as simple as pulling a handle, flipping a switch, or breaking off a fusible device. By type, cargo tank trucks have the following emergency shutoff device configurations. High-pressure tanks, MC, 331, an emergency shutoff device on the left front corner of the tank, behind the driver. Some will also have one on either the right or the left rear corner. For example, MC-331s of 3,500 gallon, 13249L, capacity or larger should have two emergency shutoff devices located remotely from each other, one on the tank behind the driver and the other on the rear of the tank, often on the passenger side, figure 26.60. These tanks may also have an electronically operated shutdown device that can be activated within 150 feet, 46 meters, from the vehicle. This device may also stop the engine and perform other functions. Non-pressure liquid tanks, MC-DOT-306-406. And low-pressure chemical tanks. MC-DOT-307-407, an emergency shutoff device on the left front corner of the tank, behind the driver, figure 26.61. Some will also have one on either the right or the left rear corner. Some cargo tanks may have emergency shutoffs in the center of the tank near valves and piping, or built into the valve box, figure 26.62. Corrosive liquid tanks, MC-DOT-312, do not typically have emergency shutoff devices. Intermodal container emergency shutoff device. Gas service, high pressure and cryogenic, intermodal containers will have emergency shutoffs for the bottom internal valve. Other containers may have them, depending on manufacturer or owner. Responders can look for a metal cable running down one side of the frame rail of the intermodal container or from the liquid valve to a fixed point away from the container, figures 26.63AC. Pull this cable to activate the emergency shutoff. You may also be able to pull a handle or other device to activate the emergency shutoff device. Fixed facility, pipelines, and piping shutoff valves. Fixed facilities, piping, and pipelines may also have remote shutoff valves. These remote shutoff or control valves can be operated to stop the flow of product to an incident area without entering the hot zone, figure 26.64. Depending on the diameter and length of piping, a significant amount of product may release for some time before the flow stops. Responders should not shut any valves without direction from facility or pipeline operators, Figure 26.65. In most cases, on-site fixed facility maintenance personnel or local utility workers know where these valves are located and can be given the authority and responsibility for closing them under the IC's direction. Generally, these personnel will understand the proper procedures and consequences of closing the valve. Operations-level responders who are trained and authorized to operate shut-off valves at their facilities in the event of emergency may do so in accordance with their SOPs. It may be safe for responders to shut off some natural gas lines, for example, shutting off the gas at the meter to the house or business. Generally, the meter is located outside the structure near the foundation or on the easement near the property line. However, you may find it inside the structure in a basement or mechanical space. The shutoff is an inline valve located on the owner's supply side of the meter, that is, between the distribution system and the meter. When the valve is open, the tang, a rectangular bar, is in line with the pipe. To close the valve, use a spanner wrench, pipe wrench, or similar tool to turn the tang until it is 90 degrees to the pipe, Figure 26.66. Contact the local utility company when the gas has been shut off or when any emergency involving natural gas occurs in its service area.